Hi, welcome to the North-South Connection Wrestling Podcast feed. I'm JT, and with me is my partner in this venture, and that is Chad. Chad, how are you?
Greetings. Brand new day. New day around here.
It is a new day. It's an exciting time. If you're listening, you've obviously already found us, so thank you so much for finding us. And we've kind of been teasing this for about a week, Chad. And I know there's been some posts and some comments, and it's all been positive, which I really appreciate the support out there from our fans across other podcast networks, with Place to Be Nation or, you know, PWO. Some of you do a lot of stuff with Voices of Wrestling. And the support and reaction to us doing this has all been very positive. And we've covered the reasons why, right? You can read it on our Facebook page or on our Twitter. And there's some stuff out there. And it was multifaceted. It was me and you wanting to just try something new, right? Break up the status quo. It was also giving the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed a little bit of a chance to breathe and maybe showcase some different talents and different shows. And you and I have been, you know, we've been friends now. It'll be probably just about 7 years, right? Right before WrestleMania 29.
Yeah. I mean, it's 7 years strong.
Yep. Yeah. So we've worked together a bunch, right? You've been on Place to Be podcast a lot. Then we kicked off the Wrestling Warzone podcast. I was on Where the Big Boys Play. So we've done various things together, and I felt like there's always been this gravitational pull to do something more as a partnership. So when I was batting this idea around and I kind of tossed it out at you, I had felt for a while that you were looking for some kind of new entry point to reignite a bit. So I thought it worked well that we were in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, I think it works. One of those rare things where I believe it'll be mutually good for all parties involved, because, yeah, I have a couple of ideas that I've been kicking around, but, I'm very, knowledgeable or weary. I don't quite know what the correct term is, but just of oversaturation, just mm-hmm. in general for our old feed, yep. to where, you know, we were pumping out so many podcasts on the PTBN wrestling feed there at the end that I didn't think it really had the lasting power to do one or two more, you know. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of overindulgence, and I'm excited for it. I think now this gives everything a chance to breathe and shine on its own, and it'll be good for everybody, like I said, so it's exciting.
Yeah, what we wanted to do with this special is really just take a few minutes to just get everything out in front of you. Like, what's going to run where to follow us, get that all in the open. So this will kind of just be a bookmark for anyone new to the feed that'll introduce them. And then going forward, we can just get into the shows. You know, we don't have to pontificate and discuss. We're going to have a set schedule. We're going to have a good amount of content, but it's not going to be overloaded for sure. It'll be a minimum. Our goal is one a week. Occasionally two a week, so just depending on special stuff like you mentioned. But really quick, let's just level set. So Podbean is going to be our home page, northsouthconnection.podbean.com. That's where you can find all of our podcasts will be posted. We're not going to have a website beyond that. That'll be it. On Facebook is even simpler. So if you just search the North South Connection, we'll come up. But the there is an actual direct Facebook. It's facebook.com/North South Connection Podcast. So, or slash, either one. I always get those mixed up. But if you just type that in, it brings you to our Facebook page. That's going to be our main hub on Facebook. So if you just like that page, if you're on Facebook, you'll get all of our updates for when our new shows are going to drop. On Twitter, we're not going to have an official podcast network handle. You can just follow each of us on there. So I'm at JT the Pod Guy, and Chad, you're
at Big Boys Play WCW.
So just follow the both of us, and you'll also get updates there when these shows drop. We'll also be soliciting feedback and taking Q&A type stuff. So you want to follow us on social media for that information. All right, Chad, you want to talk about some of the shows we're going to have here on the feed?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to have kind of a nice combo of some of your old favorites and then some new classics, so to speak.
Yep.
So the podcasts that are transferring over are mine and Justin's, the Wrestling Warzone podcast. And then Justin is also bringing on board Extreme Three-Way Dance, mm-hmm. that he hosts with Mr. D'Amato and Jennifer as they're chronicling ECW. They just finished November to Remember 1994. That is on the feed. If you subscribe, we push that out on the new feed, and then they'll be chronicling 1995 with a new episode that's, when you hear this, it'll be dropping tomorrow if you hear it, or probably already on your feed. So was that December 1994? You didn't quite get into 1995 in that one,
correct? Right. It's actually November. November, remember, is pretty early in the month.
Very early. Okay,
so it's great. The fallout, and there are three really good episodes. And this is a good entry point, because you mentioned 95, which is just a red hot year for ECW quality wise. So if you haven't heard our show before, it's a good point to get in. And it's usually a quick hit, the Extreme Three-Way Dance. It's usually, you know, 60 to 90 minutes at most. And we buzz through 3 to 4 weeks of TV or the super shows if they're available to us. And just in case folks haven't heard Wrestling Warzone either, Chad, that's you and I started with the second week of the Monday Night Wars, since the first was unopposed, right? We started with episode 2 of Nitro, 9/11/95. And we've worked our way through every TV clash and pay-per-view into now February of 96, which will be hitting next week as we record this. We'll be picking up that flow there.
Yeah, and also think that it's a pretty good jumping on point for Wrestling Warzone as well, as we're really heading into the WrestleMania build, and also on the WCW side, we're really starting to see some of the things that signified that change needed to happen, and we get the NWO Inception coming in a couple of months as well.
Yeah, we're so on the precipice of Hulkamania dying. Like, we're weeks away from him going away.
Right, so, and that's exciting.
Yeah, lots of things going on both of those.
Exactly. So in addition to those, you are also bringing on board No Holds Barred.
Yep.
That's you and Aaron. Now, y'all have done, I don't know, a hodgepodge, smorgasbord, whatever you want to call. But now you've got a theme for 2020, and it's a neat theme. So if you want to talk a minute about that.
Sure.
I've enjoyed it.
Thank you. And the history of No Holds Barred is quite the potpourri, littered with madness, insanity. I think that, like, Aaron fits well. That's him. We've talked about everything across the gamut. But yeah, we wanted to focus coming into 2020. So every month, we are dropping an episode where we rank historically all of the WWE pay-per-views from that month. So in January, we ranked every Royal Rumble card. In February, we ranked every February pay-per-view card. And then coming soon here on this feed exclusively in a couple of weeks, we're going to rank every WrestleMania in order from best to worst, and so on. So our goal is to do that monthly through the end of the year, catching every WWE pay-per-view in history. And then we'll see where we head from there. But that should at least cover that. We may sprinkle in some GWCW stuff as well on that show, which we'll talk about more in a minute. So additionally, the fourth regular show, and you can chuckle at regular, but we're going to try and make it more regular. And that is Jeff Learns Wrestling, the hottest show out there today on the internet. That's my buddy Jeff Machado, who is not a lifelong wrestling fan. He's a burgeoning fan. And we've taken him on a journey to learn him the best we can about the history of wrestling, but it often veers off wildly into just tangents and madness, and you know, us riffing off some of our history together as friends, and his day-to-day and his life that's going on. So the last episode that dropped, we'll probably be publishing it to this feed, has about an hour of non-wrestling, because we talk about Jeff's recently got engaged, so we talk about that, and then he tells an amazing story about football stickers that'll capture
engaged, you might say. I thought he broke up with his fiance, but right, you can listen to hear that chronicle.
Good to see how. Did you enjoy the sticker story?
Oh my god, the sticker story was completely ridiculous, but it had some Scott qualities to it in my mind.
It was wholesome, which was nice. You know what I mean?
It felt like This American Life type of short story there. But yeah.
And then we touched on the Inner Monologue controversies there, and then we covered some of WrestleMania 6. So we're hoping, again, keep that a little bit more fluid now, or at least more regular now that we're on this feed here. So those are the four main shows that we're going to be showcasing for. But then we got some other ideas, too. Like, we're going to have one-off pod blasts. We got one coming this week. We'll keep it a little under wraps for now. But I think it'll be enjoyable. And then, Chad, you have some ideas, too, based around the GWCW project, right?
Yeah, I think I'll be pumping out just kind of random GWCW pod blast, where I will you know, just give some random thoughts, putting together my process. I've really enjoyed going through that. So, you know, I don't think those won't be in any set schedule, but just when they come to me, I'll fire one off, mm-hmm. you know, kind of during my lunch break at work. It's a good opportunity to kind of get in the car and do it. Nothing fancy, just rattling off my thoughts on the greatest WCW match ever.
For sure. And then, you know, we're going to do some other stuff too, one-offs, right? So WrestleMania is coming up. We're probably going to, very likely, we have a plan to do a WrestleMania preview weekend of the weekend. So that'll be dropping. So there's going to be plenty of stuff here to keep you busy. And our goal is to keep it focused, to keep it, you know, manageable for you in your podcast listening taste. That's what Chad and I both struggle with of late as we try to figure out a concept. We both were gravitated toward that. Just keep it tight, keep it manageable. And enjoyable and focused. So that's going to be our goal on this feed. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to us on social media. Or what's our Gmail, Chad? Is it northsouthconnection@gmail?
Yeah, I believe it is, northsouthconnection.
So if you want to go old school, you can hit us up there, northsouthconnection@gmail. But just subscribe to the feed. And if you don't mind, once you get going, if you enjoy it, rate us and leave some feedback so we can get more notoriety. Spread the word, share the word. And be sure to check back. Our main drop days for the regular shows, which is Warzone and Extreme Three-Way Dance, will be Thursday mornings. We feel like that's a decent day. There's not like a ton of content that drops on Thursdays during the day. So, you know, kind of away from the big happenings in the wrestling world, you know, away from Raw, away from Dynamite, NXT, and all that. So that'll be the main weekly drop point with other stuff being sprinkled in. But again, just follow us on social media. Anything else you wanted to cover, Chad, before we wrap up?
No, I do think that's important that we are going to try to at least give you content, either a three-way dance or Wrestling Warzone every Thursday. Right now we got 11 a.m. Eastern as our target drop time. And I think that really helps because that's one thing I know just with, you know, like Place to Be Podcast, it's going to be a Monday night. So Tuesday morning when I wake up, I can refresh and it's usually there for me between the sheets. Same thing or with Monday morning. So this will help you out for your Thursday drive home.
Or your Friday cup of coffee.
West Coast. Yeah, you're a cup of coffee.
All right. That's it. We said it was going to be quick. We didn't want to overanalyze. We just wanted to catch everyone up if you're new to the feed, new to our world, what's going on. So thanks for listening. Subscribe and share, and we'll talk to you all soon.